Sí, muchas gracias.
Thank you very much. I do like speaking Spanish when I can. On the issue of implementation or lack of implementation, and then the extreme of non-cooperation, I think that the 9 years of the last two cycles are, in fact, a sufficient period for us to really be able to get a clear idea of the pictures of the strengths and of the weaknesses of each state when it comes to the protection of human rights. I think that we now together have been able to build a baseline of a method that we all share. And that is an important thing because beforehand, we all had individual perspectives and approaches, whereas now we have a common baseline, a sort of map which we have drawn on the basis of a mutually agreed method. So it's really from this new third cycle that we will have to start concentrating on the follow-up and on the analysis of whether effective measures have been taken with respect to all of these commitments. So I think we have to draw a distinction between measures and impact. Sometimes you need a lot of time to be able to assess the impact of something. I think it is important to analyze whether measures have been taken, thinking about public policy and government action. So if we are faced with a scenario of no progress, and there's a lot that can be said about a lack of progress in a country, of course, if there's no progress, then there are possibly no measures that a state is taking. Well, perhaps we should envisage using Article 37 in the third cycle before we use Article 38. Now, Article 37 says that when considering the outcome of the Universal Periodic Review, the Council will decide whether tangible follow-up measures need to be taken and when they have to be adopted. And this follow-up from Council as to whether measures need to be taken doesn't need to be a confrontational exercise. We think that we should make better use of this action, the adoption of the report, of the review, in other words. We can overcome this simple ritual. The Troika really does have an operational role to play here. The state under review can use the actual adoption of the review to enter into a dialogue with the Troika and with the Council so the main areas of weakness can be identified and a series of undertakings and commitments can be made. So I think we could change the act of adoption to some extent, and we can perhaps envisage the provisions of Article 37, which it seems haven't been used all that much up till now. Thank you.